in the central district of Nchewu, most of the standard 6 students at Dombole Primary School were excited about their class in life skills. But Martha, who is HIV positive, did not enjoy it. She says she was feeling ashamed in class, more especially during life skills lessons, that she wouldn't dare to answer any question relating to HIV/AIDS because she feared her classmates would discover that she was HIV positive and start avoiding her. Martha says she did not want her friends at school to know about her status because she was worried about the stigma and discrimination. Sometimes she would pretend to be sick when the lesson starts and leave the class. If it had been possible, she would have even dropped subjects. The 13-year-old Martha says she was tested positive last year, soon after the death of her single HIV-positive mother. Martha had always been sick until a health surveillance assistant asked her grandmother to take her to Nchewu District Hospital for voluntary HIV testing. She says when the doctor told her that she was HIV positive, she cried and asked her grandmother where she got it from, and her grandmother told her she got it from her late mother. She says she was devastated and thought that her future was doomed, having heard stories of people dying from AIDS. Statistics show that mother-to-child transmission account for approximately 5% of the new infection in Malawi, despite several interventions to prevent child infections. Martha was put on ARVs right away, and the medical doctor introduced her to a teen club at the hospital, a youth-friendly psychosocial program which provides safe haven for youth living with HIV. The initiative, the first of its kind in Malawi, was started in 2011 with funding from Elizabeth Grazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation. A total of 140 children are currently part of the initiative, operated from Nchewu District Hospital, where they are counseled and tested, initiated on a 5 ARV treatment, and introduced to a support group. Evelyn Sodoka is a nursing and midwifery technician at the hospital who coordinates the teen club. She says its members within the age range of 12 to 20 gather every last Saturday of the month to learn ways to maintain a healthy living and self-confidence.
We build self-esteem to these kids on the lessons that we render to the children. Others, when they were coming, they were maybe desperate, thinking that maybe it's the end of our lives, but according to lessons that we give them at the teen club, they build self-esteem. They know that they can rely on themselves. They are able to do some other things that they were looking themselves down, that I cannot manage to do such a thing.
Nsodoka says an average of 60 to 70 members gather each Saturday to take part in various outdoor sports and receive health care when needed. It also gives an opportunity for the adolescents and caregivers to discuss the illness in a safe environment that's free of stigma and discrimination. Participation in the teen club has helped Martha make new friends and have given hope that she will live her dream of a prosperous future. She says she has realized that she is like any other person and has nothing to worry about because they are being told that life is lived once and are advised that if they will be worried, they will die of worries. She says she is now actively participating in her classes, which include life skills lessons, and has hopes of becoming a journalist specializing in healthcare. Martha's ambitions resonate well with the country director for the Elizabeth Grazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation, Nicole Bonham. She told VOA that the initiative is also used as a training ground for future HIV/AIDS activists.
And I hope that we can create ambassadors and people living with HIV who can speak about the issues articulately. And so we hope that some of these young people will become spokespersons, since there's not enough people living with HIV who can speak openly about living with the disease and really help inform programs and policies and the work we do.
Malawi has one of the world's highest infection rates. Statistics show that 10% of the population between the ages of 15 to 49 is HIV positive. That's nearly half of the numbers registered in Swaziland, which has the world's highest infection rate. A recent UNICEF study puts HIV prevalence rate in the adolescents in Malawi at 15%. The majority of them were born with the virus. Bono says her organization is considering abandoning the initiative, which has never had any dropouts, to other 5 districts where HIV programs are being implemented. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.